is we're going to drill our around 25 bore holes after a test blast. We'll use M1 dynamite and set it up with M15s and get our... The M15s are time delay. It's military demolition initiators. They come with two blasting caps, so essentially they're special for quarry operations. They work just like civilian quarries, so it'll just blast holes in a row, and then we'll just keep stepping back and drilling grids and blasting the holes apart.
Now, how unique is it for a guard unit to have these capabilities?
Like I said prior, it's pretty unique. There's one, we are one of six in the entire country. All of them reside in the guard. They don't even teach it down in the schoolhouse for Bullock or any of the officer training. I think they run the golf school pretty rarely down in Fort Leonard Wood. So being one of six it's pretty unique.
And now you have a pretty good team of folks here. How good is it to have a good team of folks to get this kind of work done?
It's crucial, honestly. Nobody can do it alone. I'm just a supervisor. I really don't have to do the work. It's all these guys. They're the ones that make it happen.
And what kind of career fields do you have supporting you in this effort?
Civilian career field?
Yeah, what MOSs do you have here?
We got all our 12 Novembers, our horizontal engineers, and our 12 Golfs, the quarry specialists.
Anything else you want to add about this particular project?
No, honestly, it's just fantastic to see it kind of come to conclusion, as you mentioned. I was here when I first commissioned as a lieutenant back in 2020, with my first platoon of 12 Novembers. So it was cool to see the project start and then kind of come to completion. It's pretty humbling to now be a part of this unit and actually get to lead them.
All right.